some mumash chesed. This is the chanukah of the Mizbeach in the day when the Mizbeach was ended. And then a few psalkim later, it says, Achuz, after he gave the list of different karbonas, it says that there is chanukah some Mizbeach lachar mumash chesed. This is the chanukah after mumash chesed. So he's asking, it's a lawyer to understand what are the different expressions. From the beginning when it says, this is the Chanukah of the Mizbeach in the day of Moshe HaSei. So Mashmah is understood from there. That the Chanukah of the Nesi'im and all the Karbonos of the Nesi'im brought in the Mizbeach was all together. Mashikoso, that's what it says later on, the Nesi'im minyan in the conclusion, it says, this Chanukah Samizbeach Achei Moshe. There it says, this is the Chanukah after Moshe. It says, after Achei, after it means, Mashmah it means, Shemashiach Samizbeach Inuch Neatzme. Now the Karbonos on Siyim is one thing separately, and the Mashiach of the Mizbeach is another thing. And this was the Mashiach Samizbeach after Moshe. Which is to be fair, is the Chanukah Sansiim, and after it, it comes to Mizbeach. Ma'ayinu, sh'afilu ha'krovas ha'korbonos ha'anotzi sh'ikri b'yom rishon, that the korbonos which was brought even in the first day, first nosi, when was this? Ho'isa was already la'achrei Mashiach Samizbeach. After the Mashiach of the Mizbeach, like I said, this is Chanukah Samizbeach, Yehimi Moshach, I say. After it was in Moshach, then after it was the Korbanos of the Nesi'im. That's how it looks on the Sukkim. And whoever is able to quote it, he explains how to ever explain the quote it. Shechanukah Samizbeach, all the Korbanos and Nesi'im, that the Chanukah of the Mizbeach, through the Korbanos and Nesi'im, what was the achievement, or what was the great thing of the Chanukah Sansim, which we read the whole Chanukah of the Sansim, the whole Sansim. He says that in the Kodah Torah, who in Yashal Nesinas Kriach, liklol Nesinas Kriach, Karbonos. The Mizbeach had to be established for Karbonos, to make your Karbonos. What enabled the Mizbeach for the whole concept of Karbonos, to achieve the Karbonos? It was first the Chanukah Sansim. After the way they didn't see him, then the Mizbeach was ready for it. Why was it necessary to have the Chanukah Sansim before in training the Mizbeach? Why was it? I know if you should call us cautious. To establish something new is very hard. So therefore here, to establish something on the Mizbeach, the Inya of Karbonos, was very difficult, and therefore it was the Avodah of the Nesi'im. And they prepared it that after it should be. And therefore, Hoye Korbonos Hanesi'im B'Yisofa Yisera, that's a here was extra addition, Korbonos of the Nesi'im, much more than normal, more than usual, extras, to enable after it to carry on properly. Like for instance, HaKorbonos HaKteres Nogam HaNesi'im HaChitz. The Kteres normally, where are we making the Kteres? And the Mizbeach HaPnimi, in the inner Mizbeach, the golden Mizbeach, which is inside, there you mark your victorious. On the Mizbeach HaChitzen outside is the Korbonos. Here, but in the Nesi'im, which was every day, was the Kteiros in the outside, the outer Mizbeach, on the Mizbeach HaChitzen. Shal v'zeh yuhali yisahakach, habidis ha-Korbonos v'yim shosnidim v'sidom. Through the Avodah of the Nesi'im, which was the extras, more than usual, training in, this, after the training in, now the Nesi'im, training the Mizbeach, then could be the normal of it. And he carries on there, Obinya Zeh Yeshchilog Ben Akteros Yishar HaKabonis. In that training of the Mizbeach, the preparation of the Mizbeach, establishing the Mizbeach for the later on, there's a difference between the Kteiros and the other Kabonis. What's the inner of Kteiros? Kteiros, Shubchenes Makiv. The Kteiros, which Kteiros is the smell, spices, that's a Makiv. Hoye B'yemi Moshe Chosei. That was the Chanukah Shemiz Beach B'yayim Moshe Chayser, which it says later on. Ki gam Meshich HaShemiz Beach B'shem El HaMishcha Kosher Min Yamakiv. That oil anointing the Mizbeach was B'yayim Moshe Chayser in the day, because the Meshich has to do with Makiv. That's the oil. Kimvur Yashom, like he's explaining there in the Kuditera, Sheshemen HaMishcha, the ointment oil, which was the Shemen HaMishcha, how was it made, what was it made, not just oil, it was oil with all different spices, which had to be made special for this. This was a Memutzeh Be'efnim Elamakir. So the Shemen HaMishcha, which had in it all different spices, this is between food, between Pnimi, which Karbonas is considered Lachmi L'Yishai, Lechem, the food, the Pnimi, and the Xteris, which is Makif. And the Shemen, Shemen HaMishcha, is between the Makif and the Pnimi, combining both. Shemen HuMashkir. Shemen Rinya HaMashkir. Drinks, which is a Pnimi. Over Shemen HaMishcha, HaYemurim Samim. Shemen HaMishcha wasn't just the Shemen, the oil, which oil is a Pnimi, food, but there was also the psamim, spices, which is reyach. Shinya reyach, that's smelling. So Targum explains Pnimi umakif, that this was the Shemen HaMishcha, was a mixture of Pnimi and Makif. So to train in the Mizbeach, to establish the Mizbeach, it should be, it had to be the Makif and the Pnimi. Shara Korbonas, all the other Korbonas which follows after it, like the other Korbonas of the Nesim and so on, they already, like the Pasuk says, Achri Moshe Chayser. So there's a thing, B'yemi Moshe Chayser was the Kteres. Achri Moshe Chayser, after it was already the Meshicha with the Shemen HaMishcha, there was everything follows after it. But the whole thing is a kind of a training, preparation to establish something new. Yuan calls it, to understand this, what they're saying here, Makif and Pnimi, the preparation of the Mitzvah, and so on. This will be understood, Al Pimashez Boel, following the previous Maimer. Which in the previous Maimer, we discussed Minya Kalukat. There we discussed about the Ilamis, we discussed about the Aseres Adibras, Asarum Amores. We discussed that the system is a klal and then a prat. Like we say, my merechad yochel yiboris is a klal, and then the klal, and asara maimoris is a prat. And asara dibris is also the asara dibris, is the prat, and the klal is the first dibris on eichel eli or on li yil, or even more, and the first word on eichel, and so on. So tere is klal or prat, and also creation is in klal or prat. Then we explain, he brought into it that the whole Ishtalshlis goes in such a way of Klalukat. On this he quote also a person. A person decides to build a house. He never got to there. In this Rotsen, he wants to have a house, he wants to build a house. In this Rotsen, Eina Dain Protea Bais Begoli. The Rotsen is a house. Details of the house is not yet in that Rotsen. First he wants a house. Then he starts thinking the details how he wants to lay out his house. Like a Shabrina Bais Zepril. When he starts already coming to building, he starts building the house. Then is Galim Kola Protein. Then comes the protein, how the layout should be, how the house should be, so on, and the size and so on. What first is, house generally. So even though the protein come later on, the protein and his Galim and he starts building it, but Behechach Leimam, I must say, that in his decision to build a house in the Klal, Shigam Be'orotzni Yeshna Protein. We must say that in the general decision to make a house, there is already protein as well. He doesn't think of the protein. But he has already the protiv in it. Shalochi raka shabinya abayis ubuchol aprotiv azay nishla v'rtzoynei v'yuchalitzanem v'abayis. When the house is fulfilled fully, then he's enjoying himself. So when could he enjoy himself? When the house is ready. When the house is ready with all the details, with the rooms and so on. Why is then his rotzen fulfilled? Why is he enjoying it then? Why is then the time? Because originally when he started, was included in the rotzen, was included there, behelem, hidden there, concealed was there, the protein. So when the protein was there, his time already. There is rotzen fulfilled. Eloshenim nikorim begoli. There, in the rotzen itself, when he wants the house. But the details are not there yet, begoli. So they are more delicate. Yeah. But later on, when it comes to protein already, then it has the details. This we said in the Moshul by a person. Same thing is also what we spoke before about the Shtalshlus, the world, the spiritual worlds and so on, is also like this, and the whole system of creation is also like this. In the way of a klal or a prat. First the klal, then the prat. What I say there, we'll speak in the order milmata lemaila. Starting the order of klal or prat from down upwards, climbing up upwards, so we'll discuss it like this. Hine. Kol anivroim di biya, klulim ches vachos atzilas. There's the oilim is biya. Biya, b'yitzirah siya. Which is different elements, different levels. They are all embraced, included in the cloud. What is the cloud? In Malchus Atzilus. So there is the Prat, which is the elements. The cloud of it is in Malchus Atzilus. Which Malchus Atzilus is like we explained before in the first Maimer, Shezero HaMaimer Echad Breishis. Malchus Atzilus is the first Maimer Breishis, which Breishis Tame Maimer, this is the Maimer Echad. My Echad Yochel Yiboris, that's in the Klal, in Atzilus. In Proteus, and Bia, comes already divided into 10. So there's the Klal and the Prat. The Prat is the individuals, items which are 10, higher is the Maimer Echad, the Klal. Shumay Makloli. So what's fair is the Maimer Makloli, Atzilus. Vahakach, Nifrudu Kolprota Nivroi. From Atzilus came all the details Nivroi, like we say, Morabu Masecha Hashem. The many Nivroim, my God of Masaha, the great Nivroim, which this is, from the Maimer Echad, comes down to Asara Mamoris. Which this is, Asara Mamoris already, many, many creations. They are coming in, Shilufayim, exchange of words, exchange of letters, with Muris, Shilufayim changing in, and Muris, Oisius, changing one letter for another letter. Until the chilufim, the chilufim, a change of the change of the change, who it was, all different combinations, till it comes out. Shal yodam nisava anivroim b'chila sabriya. Which this, all combinations, was different nivroim. Each nivro has his letters. Each nivro has his combination from the Dvar Hashem, from the Asara Mamoris, which comes with a whole system of Ishtalshlus. This was originally. In the beginning of the creation was through the Asara Ma'amores was created everything, but in the combinations. Began la'achar zeh. After they are created already, kol meshos man kiyumum, all the time when they exist, there is a Dvar Hashem, the Koyach Eloki, the Oisi is Dvar Hashem, Oisi is the Asara Ma'amores, which keeps them going. Ki pirash ha'Baal Shem Tazal, like the Baal Shem Tazal explains in the Pasuk, lo ilam Hashem dor haditza b'shamayim. So the Baal Shem Tov explains, what does the Pasuk say? That the Oisi is the Asara Ma'amoris. The Dvar Hashem, Lo'ilam Hashem, Dvor Ho Yud, Dibur of the Asara Ma'amoris, the Chilufim, the Mubasim, and the exchange of the letters, and so on, they're all Nitzor and Lo'ilam, they're always remaining in the Chol Abruim, in all the creations, to keep them alive, to keep them in existence. So there's the Klal and the Prat. Same thing is also, and we go higher, we're starting off from below, going up higher, the chain hu, the shayosh yonim. the shirish of the Asura Mamoris higher up, which is in the Esos Firis, is again in that way. There's a cloud in the part. Kipirish Azayah, like the Zayah explains, in the Esos Firis, Mashakos of Bereshis Bore Lakim Esoshamayim Esoris, Koyal Esos Firis. The Zayah says Bereshis refers to all the Esos Firis. And there he's explaining the details of Es HaShamayim Es HaOretz, Chochma and so on, it comes all the Es HaSphirus. Yitchilo, Lulim Kol HaNivroim, Yitchilas Chochma. So it says Bereshis. First is Bereshis. What is Bereshis? Chochma. The excluding Chochma. Which Chochma is? Nami Maimahu, the cloud of all the Es HaSphirus. She Bereshim Shal Nekuda. Which Bereshis is in Chochma. Chochma is on Nekuda. Sheim Bo Yizgalus Protim Adayin. Which a Chochma is not yet details, it's just the gist of the idea, the flash of the idea. That's a Chochma. Comes to Bina, after Chochma comes Bina, Bina is already Protein. Ragbi Bina, when it comes from Chochma into Bina, Bina analyzes the Nekuda, and in Bina is Bizgalina Protein. In Bina is revealed already the different ideas which are in Chochma. So this is what it says in Zoya. Shebino Metzayir Tzivirin. Bino makes ready a shape, makes ready details. Chochma is a Nekuda without a Tzivir, and Bino is ready ideas, details. So there's again, Klal or Prat, the Klal is Chochma, and the Prat is Bino. If we climb higher, climbing up higher, Ulmaila Yoisa, climbing up higher than the Esosphirus, is Chesmach Shavak Dimudodum Kadu. In the first beginning of Ishtarshlas, the first beginning of Achshav HaKdum of Adam Kadmon, is also like this. Shebo Kolu Kol Seder Ishtarshlas Kol Nibroim. In the first Achshav of Adam Kadmon, has already everything, included everything. Ki Yuduas is known, Sheragli Adam Kadmon is Naim Basiya. It's known Adam Kadmon contains everything, and the end of Adam Kadmon is in Asiya, that means the whole Ishtarshlas. From Adam Kadmon until Asiya, all is included there. Ela Shizerub has Klal. There in Odom Kadmon, in the Machshava HaKdumah of Odom Kadmon, is the Klal of the Holy Shtalshlus. Shizerub, this is what we say, Shekulam Niskorim Biskirachas. The whole creation, the Holy Shtalshlus, is in one glance. So in one glance, you see everything.
Is it higher than Atsilus? Adam Kadmon higher than
Tzilus? Adam Kadmon is much, much higher than Tzilus. Adam Kadmon is the first thing after the Tzinsum. Now, about Adam Kadmon Gufa, climbing higher in Adam Kadmon itself, there's Keser, the Adam Kadmon. The Keser of Adam Kadmon, which is higher than Adam Kadmon. Shizeo, this is what he says there in Zaya. Sheesh Kedugmas Atik, Lehilami Gulgal Tadeak. And the Golgalta, the Ak, in the head of Ak, the brain of Ak, the Maki of Ak, Adam Kadmon, there's a Keser on top of it. So the Keser of Adam Kadmon, that's the Maki, the Klal of Adam Kadmon. This is Prince Klal. The Keser of Adam Kadmon is a Klal of Adam Kadmon. A Machshava of Adam Kadmon. The Machshava of Adam Kadmon, that's where they're Prat. So we have in the beginning of the Holy Shtalshlus, Adam Kadmon, there's also Klal Prat. Ulmaila Yoisa, climbing up higher. Higher is before the Tzimtzum. It's also, hine, Pchinas Eresov Shlifnei HaTzimtzum, Pchinas Klal. The Oyer before the Tzimtzum is a Klal, Olachar HaTzimtzum is already a Prat. So that's in the highest level. No, that's not enough. Eresov, the Eibush is Eresov, so everything is Eresov. So we'll go higher, Gifotis. In details before the Tzimtzum, is also Yeshpinas Klal Prat, where it's also Shlifnei HaTzimtzum Gufa. In the Oyer Shlifnei HaTzimtzum, there's also the Klal Prat. Because, Sharei Lifnei HaTzimtzum, Hoysa Aliyah Samachshav Adan Emlech. Before the Tzimtzum, is the idea of Ano Emlech, and this brought the Tzimtzum. So in that Machshav of Ano Emlech, there's already a Machshav of something. Kim Shei Melech L'Yam. If it is a Noem Lech, the Eibusha wants to be a Melech. A Melech has to be Am, so it's already there. When the Eibusha thinks of a Melech, he's thinking of the Am, it's already. Lachen alle Bezinnen lehatsu ve Libri. The Aliyah of lehatsu ve Libri is to create the Am. So there's an Am to be a Melech as a Klal, and the Am as a Potiphar. There is already, like the Razal say, it's quoted, Shia be'atzer be'koyach, kol ma'ashot zedli is a prayer. He decided, he visualized it, what's going to happen. So before happening everything, before nothing, nothing is there yet, not simple, nothing is there yet. But he is thinking how it should be. And that Shia be'atzer be'koyach, visualizing what's going to take place. So in Inya Ashore, Shia be'atzer be'koyach, the Shia Vas, when they're thinking about it, visualizing what's going to be, that's already the prayer. Ramashava Danoemla, the all of Ramashavta is the call. Heino Gambari from Shahasoir, Shuv has called upon. Same thing, the way the Oir comes in as Seder of Oir is also in a way of call upon. That's the highest level. Shetchila nim shahir barashiva. The shima is left over, which the shima le noga beatzin, the expression which is on the shima is that it was a tzimtzum. It's silik lizvodim, it all this tzimtzumim. But arishima impression was left from before the tzimtzum. So the impression is, The Rishim is from before the Tzimtzum, which is left over. It's concealed, it's hidden, it's covered, but there is something there. There is a sign of something. You rubbed off, but something is there still noticeable. That's the Rishim. So in the Rishim is the Klal, which has the Protim. Shetchil anim sh'arir ba'ashim, first was the Rishim and the Rishim before the Tzimtzum. She'koylo v'soich eslolo sorir sh'nim sh'ahakar ba'akar, which the Rishim contains in it. Later on, after the Tzimtzum comes in, the Chozer Ve'eir comes in, the Oir in the Kav, this is included in the Rishima, which the Rishima is like Noga Be'er Tzimtzum. Ruch has Klal. The Rishima is the Klal for everything. Ve'akach, Nifra Tipotim. That was the Tzimtzum and the Protim.
Because in this big Klal, which are higher, yeah. is the Protim contained somehow within it?
Like every Klal has Protim.
It's all the detailed parts of this world contained in that Klal.
Every Klal has Protim, but they're very, very...
Delicate.
But
somehow, you know, if someone's clever enough, yeah, could they see in that very, very high Klal all the Protim which is going to come out from it?
It is above Seichel.
Yeah, I know that.
But in Klal, we'll speak about it. We haven't finished it. We're just analyzing it. Yeah. But in the Klal has a Protim. There is some time when the Protim on his gala from the Klal, yeah, and not only the Protim on his gala, like he explained before, and he's mentioning again here, like a Talmud of Machi Masabri. A Talmud is, the Razal say, Harbi Lamati Merabui say, I learned from my teachers a lot, the Talmud, I hear some Mikulam, the Talmudim, more than everybody. Even though the Talmud is a Talmud, he receives from the Rav.
Yeah.
But the Talmud questions. He asks certain questions. To the questions which he asks, he makes the Rav thinking more.
That's right, so the Talmud can bring out extra
things. Brings out extra things in the Rav, but they were included in the Rav. They were hidden. And the Rav himself didn't realize this. But the Talmud brings it out from the Rav. Then there's another thing which he says, that it comes out additional, which is not in the Rav at all. It comes also. Which in the Klal wasn't there, and the Rav brings out. So he'll bring it later on.
Could you explain why the... Mashiach is
Makhir and the Karbonus. The Karbonus, the Lach, means Apnimi. The Mashiach is oil and spices. Spices is Reach. Reach is Makhir. That's the truth. So that's why it says the Mashiach as a Mizbeach was the Makhir and the Apnimi together because it was oil, which is like a food, it's Apnimi, and the spices is the Makhir.
Because it's high level, it's not tangible.
And
Reich
is a high. Reich is a bay, it's not something which you eat. The time of it, The reason why is it so, what we're explaining here, Klal HaPrat, Sheh Amshochet Tzorech Liyis Boim Shel Klal HaPrat. Why is it so that Amshochet from himself is Klal HaPrat, and every time the whole thing is the system of Klal HaPrat? Why? The reason for this is Mipnei, Sheh Olam Etzeinu Be'erech L'Gav Eretzov. Olam is, whichever level Olam is uncomparable to the Eretzov. Therefore, the Olam is already a part. And I can't receive it. Behind him, Shafilo Oyer Shiesh La Shaychas La Olam is. Even the Oyer which has only a Shaychas La Olam is already uncomparable to before. And even more, Shafilo Mashanim Nid Lefiyar Olam is. The Oyer, which is the Oyer which is a Shaychas La Olam is, or the Oyer which is measured coming to Olam is, still, it is Oyer. It's much higher than Olamus. So the Oyer Eliki, which is higher than Olamus, should come into Olamus, is like Klal HaPrat. That's why the Oyer Eliki is not Be'erach to Olamus. The Oyer which is Hashachas to Olamus, but it's not Be'erach, had to be first generally, like Klal. What happens there? Shall the Zen Yisalim or Oyer Ubo Begbolet? And through the cloud, it was condensed the oil and came in a restriction, then comes in the prat. Al-Bazeh, Na'asim Gara-Prot, in Be'er al-Establish Mekele. When the oil is condensed in the cloud, then comes already the protein which are able to reveal from the oil. So the oil contains everything. But the oil should be Megal, the protein has to be a cloud and then protein. Amosh Lo'Zeh. The moshel of this is like we quoted before in the previous maimer. A teacher, the mashpia, which gives over an idea to the mekabel. So metzamtzem tchila er haseichel. The mashpia has to metzamtzem his seichel, not to think of all different other ideas which he has, only to think, concentrate on what the mekabel could take it. Then he could give over to the mekabel. Otherwise, the flow of ideas by him by the mashpia, which is much more than the mekabel won't be able to think it or confuse it. So it has to be a tzimtzum from the mashpia to the mekabel. The tzimtzum zeh yesh beis ofanim. There's in this way of tzimtzum from the mashpia to the mekabel, there are two ways. Oif ma'alev, one way is she'ein mashpia rakefes katzei b'ulad. He doesn't give him the whole idea, he just gives a little bit. Gives him a little bit, just a bit, but the whole seichel isn't there. He conceals the whole idea, the whole seichel. He gives him just a little bit on the mekabel, and the mekabel could take it in his level. This way of giving just a little bit, a fraction, this is only bimkabel sheinu be'erach klal legamrei mashpia. A mekabel which is uncomparable to mashpia, a great scholar to give over a child. So he gives him something which is in the level of the child, but it's not, the whole seichel is not there. He's not better for the child. Shiloh Yitzhar HaMashpia LeChantzer Esatzmim Pren Simtzum Gomor. That's it, the mekabel is such a mekabel which you can't take it too much, so the mashpia has to condense it so much that the mekabel gets just a little bit. Where's my base? A second system in Mashpia Mekabel is Shem Kabel Hu Be'erach L'Gav Mashpia. The Mekabel, the recipient, is Be'erach to the Mashpia. He is a Shaychus to the Mashpia. This is a Mashpia, that's a Mekabel. But the Mashpia is, the Mekabel is Be'erach to him. Hello, Shein Yochel Mekabel is a Seichel Kmo Yishoyetz L'Mashpia. The Mekabel is a Mekabel Be'erach, but he can't take so much which the teacher has. He can't take everything in the mind of the teacher. Mitzah Ribu Ershem Ervei. But the mashpia is a ribui oir, so he can't take so much. So he has to condense it. Like I said before, the Mishnah is dvarim tzorim. But the Mishnah is everything. So here, the mashpia is a mashpia, which is l'fiyer ha'mekabel, but he has much more. So the mekabel can't take everything in his mind. So he has to condense it in short words. Sheyesh b'hem kol oir haseichel, but he gives him in that short words, gives him the whole seichel. Elo shebo b'hagbolo, it's restricted, and then with the time, you will come to it. Sheyesh b'hagbolo, like we explained before, in the moshel. Machine by Moshlak. Explain the point of the union in Moshlak, Machine of Kabul. Then we want to get a new Shlomaila from this. We understand also Lamaila is also like this. That the self has Shalai Be'er of the Ilamas and should come in. And the Ilamas has to get into it.
Usually when he says a Moshlak Machine Kabul, it's usually not a second type. That's the second type.
But sometimes I'm talking about a child. Which is completely omno. Half of Pishi Bichlal may ribu Yisum Hashem Prat. Even though we say the Klal has much more than the Prat, the Klal has a ribu. We call it still Shri Yisum Prat or the Mail of Yisum Hashem. What is higher, the Prat or the Klal? So the Prat has something which the Prat is higher than the Klal. Even though the Klal normally would say is more than the Prat, but there's something in the Prat which he has instead above the Klal. We use the example of Chochma Bina. Chochma is a Klal, and Bina is the Prat. Bina, what is Bina? Analyzing the idea. He has the idea, he has the Kudas HaSeichel, the Borek HaMavrik, the flash of the idea, and Bina takes it as a Prat, analyze it and so on. Now what is higher in the root? Chochma or Bina? You'll see Chochma is higher. On the other hand, we find something that Bina is above Chochma. Chochma is the Kudas HaSichel. Chochma is the Klal. Shezua HaKlal. Chochma is the Kudas HaKlal. Shemen and Nimshachim Kol HaPrat and Bina. Which Bina analyzes the Nekudah, brings out all the details of the Chochma. But, hine, av sha'bina v'chabos v'chochma. Even though Bina receives from Chochma, Bina takes the nekudas of Chochma and builds on it. Bina itself hasn't got anything. Bina is based on Chochma, builds on Chochma. Sha'chochma nikas reishis. Chochma is called reishis, the head of it. So Chochma is the head. Sh'zein yarosh, reishis is rosh. B'losh nekeved, that's why it's called reishis. But Chochma is the reishis. Kimoi Rosh, Hodom, Shekoilu Kol Chayis Aguf. Similar, like Chochma is the Rish, is the Rosh, just like the Rosh contains all Chayis of the Guf, same thing as Chochma contains all the details which are developed in Bina. Or, Kimoi Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh of Rosh Hashanah, Shekoilu Lesa Chayis Chol Hashanah. It's called Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh, the Chayis of the Ol Yach. Kimoi Nikas HaChochma Rishis. And that's why Chochma is also called Rishis. Because Shkaleles is called Esosphirus. Chochma contains all the Esosphirus. That says Reish is the head of all the spheres. Kula Mekalimena. All the spheres are receiving from Chochma. So Chochma is Reish. In Cain, Gama Bina Mekabelos from Chochma. Bina also receives from Chochma. Bina takes the Kuda and develops it. Now, but on the other hand, we call him still. When they analyze the Nekudah, you gain more knowledge. You gain more Seichel. So the Seichel is developed from the plotting, from the Bina. Bina builds up the Chochma. The Chochma is a Nekudah, and Bina builds it up, develops it, and gains more, which Chochma didn't feel it before. Through the analysis of Bina, you get something deeper. The Chochma didn't see it. Chochma didn't have it. So the Bina has something which brings in the Chochma.
It wasn't there.
He says it wasn't called in Chochma. Such a depth which wasn't there in Chochma. For where does Bina take it? I know. Because yesh le Bina sheresh miyuchad b'kai hamaskel. Bina has a separate sheresh in Kriya HaMaskel. Bina has a mokya in Kriya HaMaskel. Kriya HaMaskel is the Kriyach from where Chochma and Bina comes. Chochma comes from somewhere. So the Kriyach is the Kriyach of Chochma and Bina. So Bina has its own mokya in Kriya HaMaskel, which is deeper than Chochma. Therefore Bina could develop Chochma, and Bina brings out the Chochma which Chochma didn't have. Bina in the Shirish of Bina in the Teicha Maskil is higher than the Chochma. In Gashmis, to see it, a physical example, Moshe b'mayim v'noach, like there's a well in a river. Af shemeya noach boi min ha'mayim. The water of the river flows from where? From the well. So there's the well, and from the well comes the water in the river. The Kolmachim still. Davke b'noach boi ha'mayim b'ribui v'yisrach v'tsiyisam v'meshe ha'mayim. The Noor makes much more water than the Mayan. The Mayan, as much as the Mayan is feeding the river, the river adds more. Nafke b'Noor bo'im ha'mayim b'ribui v'yisrach v'tsiyisam v'meshem v'mayim. In the Noor, there becomes much more water than it is in the Mayan, even if it comes from the Mayan. K'mayim ha'razal, like the Imara says. From where does it come? What makes it? There should be more water in the river, where the whole river is made from mayonis. Gemara says, "Naro mekipe mivrich." The Naro from its edges becomes wet and bigger. Shereiv goy delano umenatrim. Really, from his source, the great river, the river, the flow of the river, comes not only from the wells. It starts over the wells, but then from the time adds more. The time builds up more in addition to the Mayans. And so this is also another example. What the Razal say? Bin on the Seira Nitna Bisha Yisum Bish. The Isha comes from Ish. Me Ish Lukoha Zeis. She comes from the Ish. But on the other hand, the Gemara says, Bina Yisera Nitna Bisha. The Isha has a Bina deeper than the Ish. So when she takes the Nekuda, she develops it much more. Like in Gashmi, it's Ba'aveim. Av Shetipa Sa'av Kulu Komasiris Olav. Even in the seed from the father is included everything which is going to develop later on in the baby. We call it and still. It should be the baby, should be a full baby developed, the full development of Tzir, Ramach, Hevim, Shesag, Yidim. It doesn't come from the father. Through the seed being in the womb of the mother for 9 months, then it's developed and becomes a whole thing. So the monkey is the father. As a seed. But the development, which adds to it and builds it, is the mother. Same thing, Bina with Chochma. Chochma is the Av, Bina is the aim. So the aim develops the Seichel and adds to the Seichel. Why? Because there's a Mokir. Another example. Kumakein Matsino Bina Yaakov Vedibur. Same thing is also what we say here, the Klal Uprat and everything. Same thing is also in Kol Vedibur. Sound and words. It's also like this. Kirisa Bezeah, like it says Bezeah, a Kril with Dibur. Sound and words is Klal Prat. The Dibur is a Prat, and the Kril is the Klal. Shei Kril with Dibur, and Chayas Chayma with Sukkah. Kril and Dibur is like Chayma, the matter, and Surah, the shape. So the Dibur, the words, make the shape and the sound. Koyel chaymer aisyes. Koyel is only the chaymer, the matter. She'im bo yedayin is chalkus protein. It's not divided yet in protein. B'menonim shochem is galim. Protein is a dibur. From the sound becomes a dibur, which is a protein. Mikolachim still. So even though dibur is the mekabel from koyel, koyel is the klal, but still, Yesh Yisrael by a protein should be Dibur ala Klal Koyel. There's a big advantage in the protein of Dibur above Koyel. Shai by Klal Koyel, in Adam Yochel Legalis Luzulosir, it's in your head. The Klal Koyel, the sound. You'll give the sound, but the other person won't understand anything what you mean with it. You can't reveal, you can't express, but just with sound. Kim al Yakot Yashvidibuda. Only through words. And the words comes out already what you want. So that's the Prat. But the Prat is Megale, the Seichel which the Klal didn't give. Okay. Same thing also, there's another advantage in Dibur. Yes, na Yisrim Aprat de Dibur. There's another advantage in the Prat of Dibur. Shall the Yisrach was a Dibur, Nitesh Hiddish Vasech. Dibur is another advantage there. But Dibur develops more, that the more you speak, you pronounce it, it gets you more understanding. He understands better when you pronounce it. In Dibur, to the Dibur, and that's why you've had many people learning something for themselves even, for the say it in words. Because to pronouncing it, you get to Reime Kaseho. That's also the reason why Torah tells us, Shelimoda Torah, so it is with Dibur. Learning Torah has to be with Dibur. Well, I must speak Alim with Mashallah. It's not enough learning in your mind, in the talk. You have to pronounce the words. Mishakosa, like the Pasuk says, Chaim Haim Lemoitzeyim. And the Razal, Dosh Razal, the Razal say on this Pasuk, Chaim Haim Lemoitzeyim. What does this mean? So the Razal say, Al Tikri Lemoitzeyim, El Lemoitzeyim. Pronounce the Pasuk Lemoitzeyim. Moitzeyim, the one who's pronouncing it. Lemoitzeyim Bepedak. When you pronounce the words Bepedak, this is Chaim. This makes you remembering better, understanding better, analyzing better. That's why Torah learning has to be a bit deeper, not mashava. Quicken bit filo, same thing downing. Downing is also, what is the main thing of downing? Sha'av she'ikro hi kavona salel. Even though the main thing of downing is the kavona, which kavona is in the mind, and in mashava, mikol makim still. Al de adibo nitei sochayis. You pronouncing the words, it's your highest in the Davening. You should learn Memuchas, like we see it practically. If one is going out of Pirush HaMilos, sometime you find this, a person thinks over the translation of the words, the meaning of the words, while being in the service, it doesn't wake him up, doesn't move him. The Davke al Dezeh Shoreim Yoreisis Atfilo Vekoil, when he says the words of Davening, pronouncing it loud, as any place of the highest name, then it gets highest. Kiyadua, like we know, what the Razal say, Kriil, Meir HaKavona. Pronouncing the words, this is the Kavona. And the Meir HaKriil Nigun, not just singing the words, singing it. El HaFilo Kriil Poshut, words, the actual words, pronouncing the words, and the Meir is a Kavona, this Meir is a Kavona. So we have it here, the Klal Prat, all these examples, a Klal Prat, and the Prat not only brings out the Klal, but the Prat adds to the Klal. Chinam Ashpoz Harav L'Talmud. Same thing is also in teaching. Shim Eyus Ashpozu Mechitzin Yisich L'Rab Yuvat. The Rav and the Talmud, even though the Rav gives over to the Talmud only external part of his Seichel, not the whole Seichel. Shlo Yirasich L'Asharav M'Kabu. He gives over to the Kabul to the Talmud only the level of the Shaykh is to him, limited. The Uptim is Be'etzem Seich L'Rav U'Bim Shal Tzimtzum U'Sivut. Be'etzem Seich L'Rav is limited, it's restricted. Tzivut V'Gamer is hidden. Mekol Mekim still. Lo Yizu B'Vad Shal Neri B'Yagye. Yochol HaTalmid La'Yagye L'Pnim Yis Be'etzem Seich L'Rav Shal Ma'ilam HaSeich L'Shaykh HaTalmid. Not only when the Talmid is working hard to Ribu Yagye, the Talmid will get to the Seich L'Rav the way it is, what he's not given to him, what he didn't teach him, what it's hidden there. I feel a creation, and he called the Seich L'Rav. Hello, is this the Talmud? Al the Ashpoh the Talmud? When he teaches the Talmud, Shebo Mesparet HaSeich L'Rav Yipotim. When he's teaching the Talmud, and there he breaks it, the Seich L'Rav, in details to analyze the Seich L'Rav, to bring it in the more Yipotim. Then, the Rav himself gets more. By pronouncing it, explaining it to the Talmud, he gets much more depth, which comes from his Koyach HaMaskul. Before teaching, he didn't have it, and through the teaching, the Rav gets more in the actual Seichel. Like we mentioned before, what the Razal say, הרבה למדת מרבי זה, I learned a lot from my teachers, מחבר היועיסה מרבי זה, from my friends I learned more than from my teachers, מתלמידים, from תלמידים, they added יועיסה מכולו more than all. Because the Talmud is questioning, the Talmud is asking, he has to explain it, then he gets in the depth of it. Right, Kasher Talmud, Shul Kushis. This generally the Talmud is getting more in the Rav because he has to explain it. Especially when the Talmud is asking questions. Shul Kinyan is asking correctly. Then the Rav has to dig in more to it, has to deep in himself more. Mishkosa Ramam, like the Ramam says, Shah Talmud Vishai Leisov. The Talmud with his questioning, when he asks all the different shaylas, Moitzim Rav Chochmah before. He brings out from the Rav a Chochmah, a beautiful Chochmah, which wasn't seen before. So that's all we see. A Klalu Prat, the Prat is a Prat, okay? Only a Prat. But the Prat has in its souls, which is more than the Klalu and brings out from the Klalu. Dugma Mezeh, Yuba Lemay, Gan Lemay Lo. Now we're coming back to the Maimel. Same thing will be understood, the Maimel and Ruchnis. Way from Shachasayr. The way the Ireliki comes from the Maimel. Which the Ireliki is also like this. Shurim has Klaluprat. Also with the system of Klaluprat, like we said before, there's a Tzimtzum and there's Pashtus of the Ire after it. Kinal, like we mentioned before. Shereshima. The Reshima, which is a Rishim from before the Tzimtzum. It's Chinas Klal, they go back out. The Kav is after it. And the Reshima is a Reshima from before. So the Reshima is a Klal, and the Kav is ready to put it. Shaloi Zubivad, not only. Shibakam is Gala B'derech Sorokol Mashikolu Minkudus Reshima. Not only that the Kav has in it, in Shor, in Tzimtzum, has in it everything what was in the Reshima. Ki Yudu As is known. שהקו הוא פרנס ממוצע, the קו is in between, between before the צינצום and after the צינצום. שעל יודו יכולים שפרנס השטח, to the קו, comes after the שטח, which the שטח is after the צינצום already. And the שאל של צריך למס, it's called שטח. There is a קו הליין, from a line becomes a שטח. שוויניה, הסגל ושיר שמוקרי הקו, כשנים שבקרנס השינה. So the Kav brings no, after the Kav should become a Shetach. From where does it come, the Shetach? The Holy Smashtos? Because the Kav comes, has in it from the Reshima, and the Reshima is no longer about sin, so Reshima is everything. So it's sin. Hello, it's this even more. Shemizgala by Kav, Gamalir, Shemchens, Reshima, Sholomayla, Meshir, Shemokar Kav. Not only the Kav is a Kav, which is Nimshach from the before, but in the Kav, in the Zgala, something even higher than the Mokir Kav. Why? Because the Kav comes from the Reshima. The Reshima is a Reshim, an impression from before the Tzimtzum, which the Tzimtzum didn't affect them. Kivu she'inyin Reshima hu Reshim o Yerushalim Meza. Reshima, what's the Reshima? Reshima would say it's not Vigili. Before was the Eir Sof Memalei Mokir Machalo. Was Eir Sof, was Gili Eir Sof. Then it was a Tzimtzum, which was a Tzimtzum. So it was concealed, hidden, the Oyer itself. But it was left over a little bit, a Reshima, an impression from the Oyer was there. The impression which is left over is left over from before. That means the impression, well, the Tzimtzum didn't touch it. Now, after it is, after the Tzimtzum, I'm sure of the Kav, but the Kav is may bring in also from before. From before the Tzimtzum, which is the Reshima. Harei ze koilel gamas moyosh lefnei Tzimtzum. So in the Kav, which the Kav is the Amshocha after the Tzimtzum, the Kav, isn't it? Also, the before the Tzimtzum, like we say, Chazer behoir, Amshocha oir from Yigla Godel shu lefnei Tzimtzum, gam Yigla Godel shu lefnei Tzimtzum, even the Igla Godel, which the Igla Godel compared to the Kav is Seivim, so the Kav is Memali. And in the Kav, there is Amshachas HaSeivim also. She said, O'ir, she's not like Alei HaTzimtzum. There's the O'ir which was concealed through the Tzimtzum. But Alei HaShime, Nimshom is Gala V'Akav Gamayuzah. The Reshime brings out in the Kav also that O'ir which was before the Tzimtzum, the Tzimtzum was there. She said, O'ir, she's not like Alei HaTzimtzum. This you ought to say that the Kaaba is Chozer behavior from where? From the eagle. The eagle is that the impression which was before the Tzimtzum. There is before the Tzimtzum, there is a Seviv and the Ramali, the Oyer itself which is Meir, and the Oyer Amakiv to the Reshima, which the Reshima is from before everything. And this comes in the Kav, so the Kav is Meir, not only the Ramali and the Seviv before the Tzimtzum, but even above it. And this is already a bit, which you never had before, all these details. In short. I'll stop here. And next week I won't be here.